This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Life is good at our home near the banks of the Ohahalote, especially, you know, on days spent at home. And our yard is always busy with activity, with toads and lizards and snakes, many species of birds, many species of bugs. Oh, yeah, many species of bugs, many of which, by the way, like to crawl on me, crawl all over me in the evening when I read by a light. I read on the couch in summer bug season. I read until I'm tired of their tiny company. Then go to bed. Careful, careful to not turn on a light as to let the bugs know where I went. I like bugs as much as the next guy, but having them crawl over my body in bed gives me the heebie-jeebies. Hard to sleep, you know, at night when you got the heebie-jeebies. Doc, I got the heebie-jeebies. Anyway, let's see what I was going to tell you. Our local ravens, I do mean local, as in a couple hundred yards away from our home, high in a Nimry Oak, our local ravens raised two youngsters yet again. And I know I've been telling about these ravens for years and years. So this year, two youngsters. Oh, boy. So now four ravens descend on the horse corral and hang by the trough, dropping chunks of collected roadkill animal anatomy that is sometimes recognizable. Hey, a kangaroo rat tail, but then other times I fish it out of the water and, what is this? And I'll show it to the dogs, and even they don't know what it is. And Farley, who will eat anything, is not interested. You know, the ravens can feed themselves, obviously, but I confess to buying bird seed and putting it in feeders that surround our 1991 Marvelette. For all the visitors we get, the avian visitors, we get some cool birds coming in, like the black-headed grosbeak, the blue grosbeak, passing through things like Lasley buntings or western tanager. And of course, all the wonderful, you know, usual suspects, but up close. So thrashers and cardinals and pyraloxias, cactus wren, canyon towhee, Gila woodpecker, ladybrack woodpecker, all these usual guys, but they're up close, and they're beautiful, beautiful. And of course, then we get the seasonal changes. But every summer, much to my dismay, we get brown-headed cowbirds, an occasional bronze cowbird or two. But no, the brown-headed cowbird, and not one or two, but 12 to 20. And they take over the feeders, and grains spill to the earth where they just love it. They land on it. That's where they like to feed, on the ground. And they beat the quail to all that food. The genus of the brown-headed cowbird is Molothrus. It comes from Greek and Latin, and it can mean a parasitic, greedy intruder. Oh, yeah. The species is Ater, A-T-E-R. It's Latin for black. The male brown-headed cowbird has a black body and a brown head. So these cowbirds, by the way, don't build nests. Oh, no. No, no. They don't build nests. The female lays a single egg in the nest of another species, sometimes pushing one egg out. Oh, clever you parasitic, greedy intruder. And the host bird hatches and feeds a cowbird that can outcompete its nesting mates for food. Pretty greedy. How did all this happen? I remember reading years ago that cowbirds lived and roamed with buffalo. We're talking pre-Anglo, pre-cattle and cows. And the cowbird fed on the ground, insects, seeds, grains, you know, hanging with a buffalo that stirred up those things. But the buffalo roamed. We know about that in songs. The buffalo roamed. And so the female cowbird leaves an egg with a resident species, and she roams with the buffalo. It's interesting, I think, to note that cowbirds parasitize over 150 species of other native birds. Cowbirds are native, yeah. And putting many of those species at risk, and make no mistake, putting them at risk. And as the wildlands become opened up or torn up, cowbirds can move in, no longer following the long-departed buffalo, but following other greedy intruders. You knew that was coming. And the cowbird moves into territory where they were never found, and they disrupt that ecology. A native bird expanding and adapting to the mess that we've made. Sort of like the desert broom of birds, right? Yeah. Well, the desert is beautiful, my friends. But it's very, very tricky. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.